Fury Electric Studio with Justin Akre and Pat Bradley on the Buzz Radio Network.
UConn. This is what we do. We born for this. We bred it to cut down nets. And like I told you, we're not chasing championships. Championships chasing us.
Kevin Ollie giving his explanation. And before we get to the story about former Razorback John Daly.
Former Razorback great.
Former Razorback great. We have from last night. An excited Shabazz Napier. Very excited after the game. You typically don't get a lot from post-game and halftime interviews in terms of strategy-wise when you talk to coaches.
Yeah.
But what you get is a lot of emotion. Mm-hmm. And so that's one of the things that I guess you could look forward to in these types of interviews. Because right after the game, your mind's still going a little haywire. Well, here was Shabazz Napier after the game when he spoke with, I think this might have been with Jim Nance after the game.
With everything on the line, how do you describe this one?
Honestly, hey, I want to get everybody's attention right quick. If I can have your attention, if I don't have your attention, let me get your attention. Ladies and gentlemen, you're looking at the Hungry Huskies. This is what happens when you ban us last year, 2 years. Yeah. We worked so hard for it. 2 years and hungry.
Shabazz, you've just been named the most outstanding player of the Final Four. Congratulations.
Congratulations indeed. And that's what you get, some raw emotion there.
Yeah, it was.
He shut everybody up, Matty T.
If I could have y'all's attention.
Stole the show.
Yeah, he did.
At the end of that clip, though, which we just didn't have time to play at all, he says, you can take our lives, but you can never take our freedom.
He went Braveheart on them, huh?
I think he did forget, though, the reason why they were banned was because they violated some NCAA rules.
Yeah, he acted like they've been persecuted.
It wasn't like, hey, you know what? We're taking you down, UConn, for no reason.
Yeah, exactly. You weren't persecuted. You're
guilty.
Coach, you're guilty. But here you are. Here you are, though.
That's a pretty amazing story, being out of the tournament last year.
Oh, yeah.
Kevin Ollie being able to hold everybody together, convince them, stay, fellas, stay focused throughout the entire year. We're not going, can't go to the tournament.
Dance,
Little live fan feedback for you. Jerry and Malvern, amen to a statue to Nolan. I don't know. I guess a statue.
Well, yeah.
A statue. We're going to talk to him later this week, by the way.
Really?
Yeah.
Get the coach in here. Wow.
BD and Little Rock, why does everyone say Saban failed in the NFL? I think Matt said it.
Yeah, I did say that. I mean, that's true.
He was a few games below 500 on a poorly ran Miami team. That's not failing. That's knowing college is where he should be. It's choice. Did Brian Belichick fail? I don't know. Is that Bill Belichick's brother? I'm not sure. He may have failed. Look at his first head coaching job. Saban realized he didn't enjoy at that level and dealing with pro bowlers, pro players. Petrino, he failed the NFL and quit midseason. You can look at Carroll right now. He's doing a fantastic job.
Look, if Saban didn't fail, then I know that Petrino ran off, but his quarterback also went to jail for fighting dogs in the middle of all that, so he had some adversity to over. You talk about it like a poorly, not from the front office, but at least a team in shambles. You know, he dealt with some of the same stuff. My only point to say is that Saban has a gift and a skill set uniquely suited for success where he is. I'm not saying he couldn't be successful in the pros. I'm saying he's been the most successful since Bear Bryant in college football. And
boy, it means so
one
much.
One of the greatest ever.
I think whether it's pros or in college, if you don't have incredible support all the way from
top down,
the owner, board of trustees, GM, AD, president. It's tough, man, to get done what you want to get done as a coach. If you got people constantly trying to get their hands in
That's
it
right.
and switch things up. So
That's a good point.
And Belichick learned a lot from being in Cleveland in 95 and understanding how, what kind of control you need to have. If you're going to go down, might as well go down your way.
That's exactly right. And good point about Saban in the pros. I mean, he probably could have been successful too.
Just go good situation,
yeah,
right?
Exactly.
Let's go to the phones before we hit the top of the break. Dale, what's going on, buddy?
Hey, Pat, I wanted to ask you, or let me rephrase that, Shooter, I wanted to ask you if you have any relations to Napier, because I thought there was a lot of technique and a lot of ability that was similar to you, that number 22 back in the day.
Well,
I drew that same comparison just here a minute ago, Patty.
And he can shoot it, but that kid has got some skill. He's quick, got quick feet, quick hands, and he's a great passer as well. Tough rebounder.
Yeah, but he nailed that one ball. He was like 10 feet outside of the three-point area and just jumped up and nailed it, nothing but net.
You know what was impressive about him was the fact that he knew when he had to step up and make a shot. He knew when he had to take over.
He ran the game.
Yeah, he sure did.
He ran the game. I mean, it was his game to run.
It really was, man. And people want to talk about how you can help your draft stock in the NCAA tournament. That right there.
He just did.
Controlled it, didn't
he? Man.
From the defensive end and the offensive end.
Absolutely.
Thanks,
man,
for the call, Dale. Coming up next, Jim Harris, SportingLifeArkansas.com.
Yeah.
We'll talk to Jim about a variety of things. NCAA tournament. You have Razorback baseball. You have a couple guys named SEC Pitchers of the Week.
Pitchers of the Weeks.
That's right. 501-433-1037. And next hour, we'll talk to Blake Anderson, head coach, Arkansas State University football, about his decision to auction off coaching duties for this spring game. I think it's fantastic.
It's a great idea.
At Mouse Implement Company, there's a commercial mower just for you. The John Deere R, M, or B.